PFT Media. Like food. What about Daddy Cool?
Hey everybody, it's the Lima Criteria. Three shows in a row. Look at that. We're trying to find our groove, baby. And it's happening. It's Pedro Lima, the Rican Gorilla, Daddy Cool. It's Brianna Lima,
Afro-Masseuse,
the TikTok Queen. It's Kermit Gonzalez.
What's up, cool cats and cool breezes?
Sensei Ghost Pig.
Oos.
The Automone. Atatatomotone.
That's right, baby.
Automaton.
Bring it. I like that instrument brings a new aspect to this podcast.
It brings in so much creativity for no reason. Well, we covered over it, so we should be
that
legally
video,
fine.
That video is so cool.
I love it.
It's great. Dude, it's a dope-ass song, too.
But you can see you him can, having crack you
can,
fits.
You can see the coke is strong on that guy.
He starts doing like the mouth thing. Like,
you know, yeah. That's one telltale sign when somebody
You ever
does,
done it?
No.
Okay. When look somebody, at his outfit.
Look me in the eyes. You ever done it?
I wouldn't lie to you.
Okay.
No.
It'd be a cool little story.
My daddy done coke.
I know. Yeah.
My daddy did crack.
No,
what you doing?
Your daddy did not do coke.
My dad has a gold tooth. My daddy crack.
No. Hi, baby. Happy
gay.
They just kiss. Was my baby's birthday a couple weeks ago, and we showed her a video.
Oh yeah.
And she loved it.
Well, how much does she love it?
She loved it. She teared up.
Stop poking me.
She doesn't like talking on the podcast. But,
did she cry?
She did cry. It was great. It was great.
What a wuss.
It was great. We appreciate it. The best part of that video, and you can, if you follow me, you'll see it because my wife tagged me on the video. Kermit braided his hair. You can't have any of those.
I can't have that now.
No, you can have it. You can eat it.
I can't eat it on the.
You can have one of the white chocolate ones.
Who gives a shit?
Right. It's nice ASMR.
This is the kitchen studio, baby.
Whoa. Ma, pop me one.
Whoa.
Oh, I'm taking the white.
No, you get no more. You had yours already. That's they're
you
so
didn't
good.
Even lean in.
They're so good. Anyway,
nice
crack. Kermit braided his fiance braided my wife's name.
Wait, you butchered that one. Say that again.
Kermit's fiance.
There you go.
There you go.
Braided Lisa's name on
go.
Top of Kermit's wispy hair.
How dare you?
Wait, let me see.
You never saw it?
No.
Oh, yeah. I'll show you the video.
I got tired after hearing the intro like three times at grandma's house.
Oh, no. You got to watch it. I put it towards the end. You okay? You choking? You choking? You
good? Choke. Hey. Oh, you thought it. Chocolate dropped?
Yeah.
If Grayman licks it, that's her fault.
Yeah.
She's been wanting to die since she got here.
Oh, shit. You're going to kill one of the dogs? Kitchen studio.
It's Russian roulette for dogs.
Don't worry about it. She eats anything. She won't die. Mm. It won't kill. A little chocolate wouldn't kill a dog, would it?
Nah, I don't think so.
No?
Damn, that was good.
A little accident never hurt anyone.
Yeah,
so my fiance, she braided my hair with weave. And we spelled Lisa into my head.
It was so it was so goddamn. He sent me that at 1:30.
You would think I was trying to impress Lisa. I'm committed to you, baby.
I got Lisa on my hair.
Tattoo? Fuck that. I braided my hair into your name.
He sent that at 1:30 in the morning. We were laughing.
It took like 2 hours.
Yo, it was so funny, dude.
Yeah, it wasn't quick.
No.
That's a lot of work.
And it hurts.
It does?
Yes.
Be glad that she has like a four-letter like name, though.
And who? Wait, what?
Mom.
Oh, well, yeah, it's four letters, so it's easy.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Imagine her name was Annabelle.
Yeah. She had
Christine.
It's been initials. It's been initials.
Angelica.
God, I was just going to put the L.
Veronica.
Yeah, because originally we were like, oh, just put the L. And Janae's like, I could do the whole name. I was like, all right. So she did
Yalitza.
It.
Oh my God, that name would have been.
Lupita.
Yeah, but my hair is so thin, like you said,
yeah,
that she had to sew it into my head.
Oh.
Like she sewed, like she was sewing it. If you look at the video,
yeah,
you see like that. That's not, that's a sewing needle. And I was like,
dude, that's crazy.
How does that work?
Dude, she's a master at that shit, man. She did that. Like under like an hour and a half.
Well, I want to have like an interview with her just to like watch it happen.
Now you
she
know
knows how to do it.
You know what?
And she was quick. She's like,
you know what? For Halloween, you should go as Tekashi.
Tekashi 6ix9ine, just walk around.
Dude, it would be fucking dope. You could be Tekashi.
Yeah.
And we could get a 13-year-old to like, you know, get you in trouble.
A 13-year-old to get you in trouble.
Yeah, get a little.
You're a fan of his music, though.
I don't mind it.
Yeah.
I don't mind it. Stop pretending. It's.
Wait, who? Me or her?
Her.
Okay.
I never liked it.
You never liked it?
No.
I don't listen.
The only thing
just,
I liked from
like
from him is
I
when he said, "Hot, stupid."
I'm not. Okay, I don't listen to the lyrics.
The lyrics, I think, are crisp.
No, they're garbage. But the beat.
The confidence he has is like
the track. I'm gonna say like this: the track. Whoever does the music for him.
Uh-huh.
Very talented.
Oh, yeah.
His lyrics are garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean... Yeah, it's just so...
Yeah.
It's so... What's that song?
There
was
you one, mad, I'm back, Big Mac. She mad,
so,
like...
I know this is going to sound old. It's so much N-word, I can't take it. And coming out of his mouth is like, dude, stop.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, okay. It's like, stop, like... Follow protocol, blood. Like, get in they fucking chest. Yeah. Yeah, like this shit. You bitch niggas on deck to blow, but I know they fool. Whole squad full of fucking killers, I'm a killer too. No, you're not.
You're not a killer too.
No, you're not shooting anything, by the way. But, okay, with that said, this song is hard. I get it.
Like,
but
without the lyrics?
I think it's him. I think it's just that the look.
Can you try to find? Wait.
It's
keep talking,
about
I'll
him.
Do it.
It's everything about him that just like, it's like, oh, you're annoying. Like, you're trying so hard, we can see it.
But the crazy thing is, he does get the follows. He does.
Well, that's what it is about, right? It's about clout, right?
Yeah.
So you get the following, you get the people wanting more from you. He's interesting. Let's be honest. What is this?
What are you playing?
This is without, like, this is like the music itself. The one he released without his lyrics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, no, I'm not going to shit on his, engineer. His engineer is great. His engineer.
Here's the thing. For somebody that snitched, right?
So many
For
times.
Somebody that supposedly has been marked.
He's a witness
somebody,
protection and then playing
For
Xbox.
Somebody who has no fly zones.
What's a no-fly zone?
No-fly zones is the Bloods will put a no-fly zone, or the Crips will put a the gangs will put a no-fly zone, especially in L.A., which means you don't come by this side.
Okay.
If you come by this side...
You'll die.
Yeah.
You're going to get popped, son.
But again, and yo, he starts fucking with Snoop Dogg.
Well, everyone was really trying to look out for him, and then he just burned the bridges of people that were trying to help him.
Yeah.
So that's what made it even worse. I think like 50 Cent tried to help him out, Fat Joe, Snoop. Like, they all gave him advice. Like, look, chill the fuck out. Ah! He's like, whatever.
He's going to do it his way.
I'm going to do it my way, which, whatever. But, I mean, he's
supposed to be releasing something tomorrow.
He hit a hornet's nest with a stick. And the fucking hornets are still coming after him.
And he's not getting stung. That's the part that's crazy.
Yeah.
Is that
he's just
not,
immune.
He's not getting stung.
He's, you ever seen that video of the guy? He like stings himself with the insects, but he's just immune.
No, he's not.
Coyote.
He's not.
Coyote
Coyote
screams.
Peterson.
Yeah,
he screams, but he just carries on.
Yeah. But he also has medical people behind him. And when the camera's out, I'm pretty sure he's getting... Top shelf fucking thing.
He's crying in the corner, diarrhea.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not the fucking spider hawk bee shit. Anyway, but this guy, and it's going to create a generation of guys that, I just follow his, the same thing that's happening with this president. You're getting a lot of politicians that are seeing the blueprint.
You could be an asshole.
I can be an asshole. I don't have to tell the truth. I just talk like a an idiot.
Spew my venom.
And just spew it out and just stick around. All right, that formula works. That's the formula we're going to use. Same thing with this. People are going to see the Tekashi thing, and they're going to start doing the same thing.
Yep.
The thing is, like Kermit says, he hits the hornet's nest. Eventually, they got a sting, but he has not been stung.
Yeah, and
I'm not saying... He was supposed to be stung in court, but it didn't work.
And here's the thing. He went to jail.
Yeah. For how long?
Prison. He went to prison. He was there for a year and a half.
Doesn't matter. He got ripped away of luxury.
And it was protect. It was he was protected there.
Yeah,
he was in prison.
He had cable. He had cable in jail again.
Yeah, federal.
But when he got out, within a day, it's just like he just went right back to fuck you, fuck this. I'm a rat. I don't give a shit. Y'all can't touch me.
Yeah.
Na 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 boo boo. And it's like, oh really? Yeah. Okay. So like you just like you again. He slapped the hornet's nest twice. He didn't learn his lesson. So that's what makes me. I think that's why everyone's like annoyed with him.
I'm intrigued just to see how this ends.
But
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just want to see, and it's gonna happen.
I don't think it's gonna happen.
Well, if it doesn't happen, good for him, because I don't want to see anybody get murdered or anything like that. But if he dies, oh man, he has so much talent.
He was the greatest.
That's the one
thing that's bound to happen.
I hate anything more than dismissing somebody their whole career, and then when they die,
they're the greatest.
They're the greatest, man. He has so much talent.
Yeah.
What
are you doing?
Brianna, what are you
doing? Oh, the thing came loose.
Yeah, but so that's like on the mic.
Yeah, dude.
No, I tried pushing it away. It's normal now.
Jeez. No, but,
I'm sorry.
Yo, she's like, just...
This makes it so much noise.
And we're having this pup. Yeah. It's very intelligent.
My father's trying to make a deep point. Let me fucking distract it with this water bottle.
We got it. It's boring.
Yeah, yo, we get it.
Our ADD.
Why don't you just play the fucking Automotomo?
Next
topic!
Next! Yo, we got it.
that's what she did.
That's what happened in her head.
Oh man!
What the hell?
Sports. There was a singer you showed me before. It was like 2-3 years ago, and he was like an awful singer. And you knew, like, you physically knew him, and he like kept going. And I tried finding it again.
Oh, you're talking. First of all, he's not awful.
He's my friend.
He is the greatest thing to ever grace YouTube.
His name
is Samuel Sings.
That's what it was.
And me and Darren Moore are on the Samuel Sings fan club.
What is your favorite song from Samuel Sings?
Oh, my God.
His confidence is great.
You plus me.
I'm pulling it up. It's my turn to.
Bathtub Girl, I think it's one. It's our anniversary.
He has a song called Bathtub Girl.
I want to drink your bathtub, girl.
No, he doesn't.
I can't find it.
I found it. See, you motherfuckers don't know.
I just typed in Samuel Sings Bathtub Girl, and the first thing was Please Don't Go by Abby Glover.
Listen, bro,
and then the Lean on Me bathroom scene.
This guy got a bunch of songs.
This guy slaps, as they say.
You plus me. First of all, this is a 2016 hit. Let me play this, bitches.
Oh, boy. What a treat.
Listen to the lyrics, people.
All right, I'm in it.
Sessions.
Session.
Yeah. Session. 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 Yeah. That was good. Geometry. I wasn't good in geometry. All I know is, man, for sure. 1 + 1 = 2. 2 + 2 = 4. 4 times we'll sing this. The buildup.
Class is now in session. Session.
That's a hit right there.
I love when he tries to do an echo. It's always like either late or early.
First of all, stop slandering the greatest fucking thing that's on Spotify.
Okay.
Me and Darren.
Spotify?
Yes.
I mean, yeah, of course. It's a song, so it's going to be on Spotify.
He has his whole discography.
Discography.
That thing, too.
He came to Other Bar one time.
Oh, that was my plan. That was.
That was my first time meeting him, and I was just like, what's going on? But then he sang Bruno Mars.
Yeah, he was doing covers.
So then, like, a part of me goes, oh, he's not that bad. He's doing a good cover.
Yeah.
But then you guys are like, no. But he didn't sing any of those songs.
He didn't sing any of his originals.
Yeah, so that's why I was just like, I don't get the joke.
Yeah.
But it was just weird because it was a comedy show, and then this guy's like singing and dancing around.
Yeah.
And he's like really into it.
Oh, no. He commits.
But again, I was looking at it as a cover song, so I didn't hear that song, though.
Yeah, no.
that song we should have heard.
You got to listen to his album. Yes,
he has an album.
He has several.
Wow.
Has he released anything this year?
Yes.
Has he teamed up with Neptunes?
Let's see if he's improved.
Has he teamed up with Marshmello?
Has he gone over the limit?
I don't like the fact that you say has he improved.
You can always improve.
He's never went down.
Has he perfected his master creep?
This is his newest song. It was released on May 14th. It's called Move For Me. Here we go.
Move?
Move.
Oh.
I was like, I hope it's Move.
Move.
Wait, pause it real quick. That sounded exactly like the human music from Rick and Morty. The little boom, boom, boom.
Show me what you got.
Boom.
Show me what you got. But, wow, I'm trying to get into it. It's great.
I don't like, you guys are not appreciating the art.
What are you talking about?
You guys are not appreciating
it. No, it was beautiful. Nope, he didn't even
like
sing.
I don't like
the way.
He
didn't even sing.
You guys said, because you guys don't deserve it. You guys are here to mock him.
Okay.
And me and Darren Moore appreciate his music. And me and Darren Moore, that's why we share it.
You and who?
Darren Moore.
Okay. One more time?
Darren Moore.
You and his porno mustache and get the hell out of here with that song. Really? You like that, huh?
Yeah. It's a good artist. And you guys are being very disrespectful.
You know what I enjoyed a lot? This recently happened. Are you a fan of reggae?
I like reggae. I like old music.
Did you watch
what was the deal?
Bounty Killer and Beanie Man?
No, dude.
It was so fun and good.
Was it?
Yes.
They're going to do one.
Because it wasn't like everyone's doing where they do like the battle. It was like, I press play, then you press play.
Yeah.
I'm at home. My Wi-Fi sucks, but I have $1 million.
Yeah.
My Wi-Fi still sucks.
So they both at the same place?
They're both at the same place, and they did a pretty much a concert.
And so they're not six feet apart.
No, they're not 6 feet apart at all. They were just jamming.
Two reggae artists.
Big artists.
And the battle, because I saw RZA versus, I forget who he battled with. But yeah, I couldn't get into it.
No, because it's annoying, and then the connection, like T-Pain did one with against Lil Jon, and it wasn't.
And then Chris Brown, no. Who was it? Nelly was trying to do it, and his internet
doesn't work. Then they did one that nobody asked for, 112 versus Jagged Edge, and then 112 wasn't even there, so it was like 56.
Just
and
one.
Then, yeah.
Then, one of the 112 was there,
then,
the two.
And then their Wi-Fi went out.
See? No.
It was so bad.
That's the way they should do it.
But yeah, I thought these like battles, they should have them next to it.
So it was a lot of fun. Send me the link. I'll definitely check it out.
I'm trying to look for a point. They did a point in the concert that was just so funny to me.
It's weird, man, because we're trying to get somewhat back to normal, and we're seeing a lot of sports being played and no fans in the audience, and just try and watch soccer with no fans. It just doesn't have the
bad. It's just like the UFC events.
It's weird.
Yeah.
And then the thing is everybody wants to see all these fights happen in the UFC, but these fighters need to get paid.
Yeah.
And there's no fans. There's no big money. So
what about
why,
those, what's it called? When you pay to watch something.
Pay-per-view, they don't get that much money.
Oh.
No, because a lot of people stream it.
Oh, yeah.
So the income is not there. Another part is you have these big name fights that could be made, but they're not going to be made because there's money lost if you put that fight on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because it costs to get them. So, but you're not getting.
And
that
I was
money
thinking
back,
about it. I'm like, yo, I would love to see X and Y fight, X and Y fight, X and Y fight.
And they can't fight.
But then I'm like, you know what? I don't want them to get damaged for pennies.
Yeah.
I want them to get paid accordingly, and I think that's what Dana White and the UFC are going to start coming across. That there's not going to be.
You know, it's funny. The last pay per view, I think like Joe Rogan said it. He was talking and like, can they critique the fighters?
Yeah,
they're like, oh, we got to keep it down. They think they can hear us.
No,
like,
no, they won. One of the fighters, Hardy, adjusted because DC said something.
Oh wow!
And he heard him be like, okay, I'll adjust. And he said it at the post fight interview.
Oh no, I didn't.
He goes,
hear that.
Oh, I heard DC. And there's another thing.
There's no audience to drown him out.
Correct. There's a guy got kicked in the nuts, and one of the guys was laughing, and the other guy goes, yo, dude, we're laughing too hard.
Oh.
And they're like, no, but, you know, it happens, but.
That's funny.
Do you have it safe?
Here's that Beanie Man thingy.
Here we go. Found it. Hold on. You find it? All right, hopefully, let's see the payoff on that.
Oh, whoops. I need to turn the sound on. Dirt.
Hello. What is first is? Reverse the hearses and put these two body in the churches. Hey yo, what up with them snap of them perches? You know his warlord and his forward him come searches. Hey yo, yellow.
So they're literally just battling each other. They're
going.
Look
at the rotten Chris Witt. Hey yo, yellow.
They're reggae fan. You'll love this.
Fishing it, being a man. He made a guy England.
Hey yo, yellow. You know his warlord is
five star general. Oh, them send
food for the
five star funeral. Them blood run like mineral. Hey yo, yellow. How would them a romp with? Bullet, bullet, bullet.
They use that song for like every Fortnite video.
Reverse the hearses and put these two bodies in the churches.
That's funny.
You know his warlord and his forward.
So they killed it with that.
Oh, they killed it.
Alright, that's good. I want you
to see this part right here. So they took the coffin's chance.
That guy got a gut.
You know it's warlord, the sky star general. They did the coffin dance, and the coffin dance, they made a reggae song, and I think they're gonna come out with their own. They created a new song.
Yeah, how long is this fucking intro? Because the show's almost.
You know Jamaicans, man, they fucking go like they go off. What? There it is.
General confusion.
Is everybody dead? Try to hold a piece of life, but see not me yet. Cause if you rub out from head down to set, me need to make your grammy get to your head. Me no business, everybody.
Oh, I like this.
I like him.
Put up your sister, but if you make him bomb, she got a one on her.
No, no, no.
Kill him, kill him, kill him. And they say that. And they say that.
Yeah, so.
Yo, he walks away like I walk away from you.
Beanie Man, Bounty Killer, one of the best reggae dance.
Oh,
artist
this is
ever.
A chance for Mad Cat and
oh, Mad Cat, jeez.
And Shabba Mad Ranks.
Cat? Shabba Ranks come back. You need to go and educate yourself on okay.
Oh, yeah.
Music.
Look at Shabba Ranks.
If you like that, you'll love their music.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shabba Ranks, that was in my high school years.
Shabba!
Yeah. Mista Loba Doba.
No, that's. God damn it. That was Shaggy.
Wow.
Mista Loba Doba.
Oh, okay.
Doba.
There you go.
Shabba
okay,
Ranks.
There you
what
go.
The fuck are you doing?
Hey,
bro, I know what I'm doing.
No, you don't.
Wow.
Anyway. We had a full concert, by the way. Everyone's like, if anyone hates reggae, like, I hate this.
Are there any plans of another Fortnite concert?
I don't know. They're wasting their time. They're not. They need to hurry up and do another one.
They,
dope.
Right?
Can we start, thinking they're going to pull out?
They should just do Beanie Man and
they should do, like, a band. They should do, like, a what's a popular band right now?
Jonas Brothers.
Oh. No.
No.
That's...
I'll get destroyed.
Kakashi 6ix9ine.
Oh,
they
that
could
would be
do
good.
That.
That would be good. But you can't put a sex. You can't put a sex offender in a.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who's out there who would be good? Bad Bunny. I think Bad Bunny would
Bad Bunny be dope.
Bad Bunny could do it.
There's even Rihanna.
Rihanna?
Yeah, these are old hits.
She's
who cares?
Tits is tits.
Beyonce's going to do it.
No.
But Beyonce's going to release her own Fortnite.
It's going to be It's called Bay Night.
It's 40-40 night.
Yeah.
And you got to subscribe to Tidal.
All you 9-year-olds, subscribe and check out my stuff.
The Beehive.
The Beehive.
You get to fly into the Beehive.
All right.
And see Beyonce do her concert.
And then you got
with
Jay-Z.
Blue Ivy as her opening.
That poor girl.
What do you mean that poor girl?
Poor girl.
I remember.
She's living it.
The twins.
The Oscars. Beyonce body, but like the father's
Jay-Z's face.
Jay-Z's
face. Yeah. That's.
Oh, is a girl?
But
not,
that's
she's not a,
that's a
girl?
Little girl.
Wait a second. How can she have Beyonce body? She's like 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It did just say in the face. She has the face of the father and stuff like that. You know whose face transformed immediately?
Not mine. I have had the same face since 5th grade.
Yeah.
It's not a joke.
Khloe Kardashian's face.
Oh my gosh. Plastic surgery is the way, baby.
What was, I'd never seen Khloe Kardashian with no plastic surgery. I only saw her after the 3rd.
Okay. She look. If you remember the Frankenberry cereal.
Oh, you guys, you guys are tripping. She's pretty. She does not look like Jay-Z at all. You guys are tripping. Don't give me that look. She doesn't look like Jay-Z.
I'm trying to see Khloe Kardashian.
Imagine her tall. Not at your height. Taller.
Oh, I'm looking. You son of a bitch.
Holy shit, she grew. I still thought she was a toddler.
No, man. Come on, guys. Come
she
on.
Just looks sad now.
No, she does not look like.
This was Khloe Kardashian before.
Oh.
And now.
Dude, wait, hold up. Like, she changed the whole race.
But isn't that the look of every girl in California now?
Dude,
like Khloe, they all have that duck face.
Khloe Kardashian. This is how. Here's the thing. It tells you how fucking left
I get instant plastic surgery. Just suck it all in. And you just get your clip. Nose nice and skinny.
Put a clip in the back of your head.
Yo, she do you see, have you seen your sister do that lip thing?
She laughs. She knows about it.
It also skinnies your nose.
So creepy.
And allows you to become a Kardashian in your heart.
Do you get that vocal fry? Can you do the vocal fry?
I don't know what you're talking about.
God, I hate that.
But... I think
it's Brianna Kardashian, everybody. New character on the show.
I think honestly, for a good podcast,
okay,
we need to talk about things that are relevant.
Okay.
Like how I can't afford a good nanny in my Malibu home. It's so hard. Like COVID-19, just because you have asthma does not mean you can skip out on my day.
Turned to a grudge there a little bit.
You know how I like how people want to bash Khloe for changing her face. Listen, bitches, if y'all had the money and the ability and the access that Khloe Kardashian has, you damn well know. You basic ass fucking bitches that are saying, it's like, no, I wouldn't change anything about you. Can't change it because you're broke as fuck. All right. But if you had unlimited money and you had the best plastic surgeons and you can get this
you'll
shit
be like,
done,
oh, maybe I should change my nose.
Trust me, you bitches would.
Wow.
You bitches would.
Whoa.
And because she started looking like Frankenberry from the fucking cereals. And now she looks like a complete basic girl from the glamour fucking magazine shots.
Mm-hmm.
She's fucked up in the head. She doesn't like the way she looks. She got her jaw fucking scraped up or whatever the fuck it is.
Fuck.
The other two sisters painful. Are always have been little trolls that are somewhat cute. Her two younger sisters are fucking hot too. She's always been the fucking bulky, thicker one. Let her fucking shave off her jawbone and do whatever it is. If she's happy, Khloe, I'm happy for you. All these bitches that say they wouldn't do it, you fucking know you would. You would.
What do you want me to do?
You're supposed to come in with a voice.
No.
You're supposed to rebuttal him in the voice.
No. No, I was feeling it.
Oh, God damn, you're supposed to shit on him.
No, he had a point.
And with that point,
good Lord.
We're going to end the show.
With a free nose job, baby.
You know who hasn't promoted anything?
Kermit. Go.
Grab something and do a commercial for it.
Faster? Yeah. Crawl.
There we go.
Took forever.
All right. This episode of the Lima Criteria is brought to you by
Stevia in the Raw. Zero calorie sweetener. Hey, guys, you don't want to be a horrible human. You say you're a vegan, but realistically, you want to eat a chicken sandwich. Guess what? I got this stuff here called Stevia in the Raw. It's, what is it? Oh, it's sugar. It's fake sugar.
No, keep going. It's funny that he thought it was like a food substitute.
I thought it was a food substitute.
You don't know.
But it's not.
Go ahead. It's Stevia.
It's for your vegan coffee, you fucking weirdo. It's why do they have vegan sugar? That's so weird. It's gluten-free. You can put it in your tea, in your beer, your hot, cold cereal.
On your beard. Yeah. Put it on your beard.
Makes it grow. Flavor.
Feed hummingbirds. Yeah, when you put vegan sugar in your beard.
Skin's kind of gamey. Rub this shit up on it. Makes you feel just fine. Oh, packaged in the USA. Certified vegan.
This feels like a YouTube ad.
We'll get better with the commercials.
Hey, by the way, you get 100 packs. Oh, they also have ones called Monk Fruit in the Raw.
Monk Fruit. Oh. That sounds sexy.
Monk Fruit.
Hey, guys. So, big shout out to PFT Media, who takes care of our shows and curates them and puts them out there. Big shout out to Chris Crespo. Dan Perella, my buddy, in the, what the hell, Half True History show that we do there. Big much love. I miss you guys. Miss being in studio. This has been the third consecutive episode of the Lima Criteria. We're gonna fucking do these eventually, consistently.
Are we?
Yeah, we have to.
Don't lie.
We have to get the Don't house lie. Build that studio ready, Kermit.
Alright, I'll build that studio.
Pedro Lima, follow me on Rican Gorilla on Twitter and Instagram. Brianna Lima, Fruit Masseuse on TikTok and Instagram. Kermit Gonzalez .com for all your pleasures and automatamon.
Not that much pleasure there.
All right, guys. Until Adios. Next time.
Peace. See ya.
A PFT Media production.